Welcome to the Hugh Jackson Show, brought to you by State Farm. Nathan's girl alongside the head coach of the Cleveland Browns, Hugh Jackson. Hope everybody had a great Thanksgiving. Happy Thanksgiving to you, Coach.
Same to you.
How was yours?
It was good. You know, obviously it's time to get back to football, and we're excited about playing this weekend.
All right, Coach, let's talk a little bit about last Sunday's game against the Jacksonville Jaguars. Obviously not the result you wanted, but again, some bright spots, especially on the defense. How pleased were you with the defensive effort?
I was very pleased. I mean, those guys battled. Again, we lost one of our good players in Emmanuel Ogbah, and the guys didn't blink. They kept working and kept giving us opportunities to win the game and keep us in the game, and I'm thankful for those guys' effort. We just got to continue to make some plays when they present themselves. I thought we made a huge play in the game early to Duke Johnson for a touchdown. We just seemed to be a little bit out of sync, had a chance to hit some balls and maybe a run or two here and there. We just didn't execute at a high level.
When you look at those missed opportunities, as you say, was it from a lack of vision or was it more from a lack of execution? He made the right read but just couldn't deliver the football.
I think it was more execution. And again, I'd be the first to tell you that I think Jacksonville had something to do with that a little bit. But at the same time, I've seen us make these plays in practice, and I've seen us make some of these plays in games. We just got to make enough of them to give us a chance to win.
Let's go back to that defensive side. You talked about losing Jamie Collins 2 weeks ago as Ogbah this week, but this week James Burgess steps in, 16 tackles, was all over the field. How impressed were you with that showing?
Very. You know, again, it just says that our defensive staff is doing a great job. I think the guys are coaching these guys up, giving them opportunity to go in there and play. James had played earlier for us when Jamie was out before, so he understood exactly what he needed to do, and he went in and had a really good football game.
What did you see from Carl Nassib and Nate Orchard once they stepped in for Emmanuel Ogbah?
I think those guys battled. You know, again, we wish we had Emmanuel back because he was having a really good season. But at the same time, you know, in our situation, it's always next man up. You know, so Nate and Carl, they went in there and played as well as Emmanuel did. You know, so and that's what you look for. Those guys seized the moment of their opportunity and made the most of it.
What can Deshaun Kizer take away from this game?
I think the biggest thing for Deshaun is just understanding the consistency week in and week out. Playing in the National Football League, you know, there was a lot of highs against Detroit, and now here you come against another team, and here come some lows. And so you got to find a way just to be consistent and play really consistent for your football team because it gives your team a chance to win.
Did he come out of that game healthier? Because it seemed like maybe he wasn't as quick to run as he was against Detroit and had a lot of success doing that against the Lions.
Yeah, no doubt. I think he definitely came out of the game healthier, which will be important for us down the stretch here because we're going to also need his legs as well as we need his arm.
All right, Coach. Well, you said there were some down points in the game, but also a big highlight. You referenced Duke Johnson. Let's take a look at that touchdown from Kizer to Duke Johnson in our Papa John's play breakdown.
Duke Johnson leaves the backfield, goes out wide, slot right. Here's Kizer back to pass, looking, firing for Duke Johnson. He's got it at the five, catches, goes in, touchdown!
All right, Coach, let's take a look at this. Obviously a big touchdown here, and dare I say it's going to build off of the play we saw last week in this very same spot, the big pass to DeValve.
Well, what we're trying to do is get Duke out, and we're going to create what is known as five verticals. We're going to take Duke and run him up the seam. Up top there, I believe that looks like it's Kenny Britt to me.
Yep.
Kenny's going to run a go route on the outside, and then you have Seth DeValve down here who's going to run out in what we call the jungle. And then we have David Njoku, who's going to run up the inside edge of the numbers on this side. And then we have Randall, who's going to run right down the middle of the field. So we're going to try to take the safety and put him in a tough position. Talk about the deep safety, because we know they're going to play cover three in this area of the field. And that's what we caught him in zone. As you can see, the safety's leaning this way. Deshaun knows it, and he threw a perfect ball with touch down the seam to Duke. And obviously, it's a touchdown.
I don't remember the orange and brown scrimmage had Duke basically from the same spot on the field.
Yes.
And this time he hits it.
Absolutely. And he missed that one. And again, after he did it, I reminded him of that. I go, this was the same pass in the game that you missed when we had a mock game. He goes, absolutely. So, again, this is improvement.
When you go into this and you send him in motion, are you trying to create, because you get a little confusion as you see Gibson's over him at first, then he tells Telvin Smith, hey, you get over here. He's not even looking. And we talked about it, you know, when you have people not paying attention when the ball snaps, you usually have an advantage.
Absolutely. And so we are. We're trying to create some confusion. We just want them to be in single high with a middle safety and the quarterback does the rest. He makes a decision off that guy and the ball gets thrown.
So he's just reading the safety. If the safety comes this side, he works Duke Johnson. If the safety were to have shaded towards Duke in Njoku?
Absolutely. Okay. As you can see. So we kind of got the field spread it the right way so that we can make a play for a touchdown.
And certainly a touchdown it was, only the seventh passing touchdown against the Jags all year. Now, when you call something like this, though, as we go to the end zone view here, Coach, you need your guys to block. Five Absolutely. Guys have to get the job done.
You said it. As you see Spencer, you know, again, pointing because 44 is on the edge, letting us know that we got to turn over there to him. You see the line start to turn out there. You see the center working that way. Great job by the guys up front. Great job by Kevin Zeitler. Great job by Sean, even though he kind of got on the guy's hip a little bit. And again, real good by Spencer. Quarterback can step up and make a good throw.
That was one of the no flag, no harm, touchdown Brown.
Absolutely.
All right, and we'll have some more of the Hugh Jackson Show for you right after this. Coming up next on the Hugh Jackson Show, Matt Wilhelm talks with Corey Coleman about his 80-yard return to action against the Jags.
Man, I was super excited, you know, just to be out there with the guys, competing, going to battle with them. I had a blast out there.
Welcome back to the Hugh Jackson Show. Nathan Sgurr alongside the head coach of your Cleveland Browns, Hugh Jackson, and coach Corey Coleman comes back for you. 11 targets, 6 catches, 80 yards. The best game a receiver's had from a yardage standpoint all year. How good was it to see him back on the field?
Oh, it was really good. You know, he made some plays for us. That was just a start. You know, hopefully Corey can continue to build on that. I think he did a really good job prior to getting back on the field first and foremost, and I think that's what gave him a chance to have success in the game.
And let's hear what Corey had to say about his return to action in our Northeast Ohio BMW Center's play walkthrough, joined by Matt Wilhelm.
Hey, it's Matt Wilhelm here with Browns starting wide receiver Corey Coleman. Corey, obviously tough loss last week against the Jags, but what was it like for you after missing so much time getting back out there with your buddies?
Man, I was super excited, you know, just to be out there with the guys, competing, going to battle with them. I had a blast out there, you know, just really don't take anything for granted, you know.
And we talk about battling, you had a battle going on all day with Jalen Ramsey. But what was it like going against a great competitor, a young player a lot like yourself who's having a great season?
It's exciting, you know. Like I said, Jalen's like my brother, you know, he's my boy. So just competing against him, you know, was super excited because I know him. We got a personal relationship. So that was really fun.
And let's dive into that first reception for you. It was a 20-yard gain. It actually set up that first touchdown by Duke Johnson. Just walk us through the play, the route combination. And again, I saw you stand up, you give the first down, and said a little something to Jalen, and he wasn't too happy about that either.
Right, you know, I knew the play was coming. You know, I had to come off the ball. Jalen's really good cornerback. And I know a lot of stuff was going to be contested because he's got great makeup speed and stuff. So I know when I get the ball in my hands, tuck it right away because he's super long, super athletic. And it was my whole mindset. When soon the ball is strong, make sure you're strong with the ball. You know, because watch film on them. They do a lot of job getting the ball out.
Motion by Njoku, left to right from their own 33. Kizer underneath center. Play action fake. Up in the pocket. Launches one down the middle of the field. And that is caught. And there he is. Corey Coleman's back inside Jaguar territory to the 46-yard line. He made the catch on Jalen Ramsey, who made the tackle. And it's a gain of 20.
A lot of players from all over the country. You happen to play for the Cleveland Browns. You're going to play in a cold environment. What was it like for you in your first game to play in that cold environment as a wide receiver? And then also second question would be, how did your hand hold up after all those receptions?
It was cool. You know, I embraced it this time. Last year, you know, wasn't really prepared first time, but now I know what to expect because of last year. And, you know, you just got to really embrace it. You got to deal with it either way. Like, you got to play, you know. So and my hand didn't bother me at all. You know, I didn't even think about it.
And what's it going to take for this young group of wide receivers to continue to gel? And I know we might get Josh back in a couple weeks. To become the playmakers, to be consistent, to get this football team over the hump and get that W?
Really just got to, you know, block everything out, the outside noise out, and just keep on working, and it's going to turn. You just got to believe and really just, you know, trust in the process. You know, young, you know, it's not an excuse. So, you know, we got to make plays and we got to help this team win.
Well, Corey, happy Thanksgiving, first of all, and good luck against the Bengals this weekend.
Thank you. Appreciate
you. Got it.
Coach, you saw a big impact from Corey Coleman there, and you saw him in practice for a couple weeks before that, so maybe you had a sense it was coming. Well, this week you finally got your first chance to see Josh Gordon in practice. How has he looked?
No, he's looked extremely good. You know, obviously Josh is a very talented player. was at one time one of the best receivers in this league. So hopefully he can get back to that. We're looking forward to watching him play here pretty soon.
I'm sure any play caller would say the more playmakers, the merrier. So get him back.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. One of your big playmakers, Duke Johnson, up next on the Hugh Jackson Show. Next on the Hugh Jackson Show, Dustin Fox catches up with Duke Johnson in the Universal Windows Player Spotlight.
I just know that I'm, you know, 1 point, one touchdown, one score away from helping the team win.
Welcome back to the Hugh Jackson Show. Nathan Skura, coach of the Cleveland Browns, Hugh Jackson. Coach, Duke Johnson, frankly, has been the best and most consistent playmaker this team has had all year long, whether it's running the ball, catching it out of the backfield, lining up as a receiver, as we saw in that touchdown. Why has he been so effective?
I think Duke's a really good player. You know, I don't think he gets the credit that he deserves. He's one of the better players, obviously, on our football team, and I think one of the better players in the league because he causes so many matchup problems for defensive football teams. He can catch it. He can run. He can pass protect. There's not much that Duke can't do.
Yeah, he's got a lot of gifts on the field. He also has the gift of gab, and he catches up with our Dustin Fox in the Universal Windows Player Spotlight. Dustin Fox here with Browns running back Duke Johnson. Duke, how you feeling, man?
I'm good. You?
I'm doing great. Let's talk about Sunday's game against Jacksonville. You found the end zone again.
Mm-hmm.
How good does that feel?
Feels great. I just know that I'm, you know, 1 point, one touchdown, one score away from helping the team win. Just doing my part in every way I can.
It seems like every time you touch the football, something good happens. Whether it's a screen pass, you running the ball, or lining you out as a wide receiver at times, your versatility is obviously needed by this team.
That's kind of my thing for myself. It's any way, any chance, anytime I get the ball, it's to make a play. Wherever it is on the field, no matter how much time is left in the game, just find ways to keep making plays.
Is there a better feeling in the world than when 65, 70,000 fans are screaming, Duke?
Not the one.
You hear it, right?
Yeah, I always hear it.
You feed off it?
Yeah.
Now, you don't get it as many touches, I think, as maybe fans would like to see, because they want you to carry the ball 40 times a game. It seems like, how tough is it to, you know, be ready every time you're going to get that opportunity when you know, and it might only be, you know, 6-10 times a game?
I mean, it's tough just waiting on opportunities.
Mm-hmm.
But you have to be ready at all times, and that's something I try to do regardless of when I get the ball. Like I said, when it is in the game, I've just always been mentally and physically ready.
Do you have a favorite role on this team? Like, would you prefer being split out wide? Do you like playing in the backfield? Do you like running the rock? Like, what does Duke Johnson like the most? Besides scoring touchdown?
I go slot. I like being in the slot.
Yeah?
Yeah. As a running back, you're going through defensive linemen and linebackers almost every play.
Uh-huh.
And I think it's just fun to be on the perimeter and to be in open space with DBs and guys that really don't get paid to tackle like that.
Mm-hmm.
You do have some that do come up and tackle, but for the most part, they don't get paid to do that. They get paid to cover. So I just like being out there and being in the space and being able, you know, to create a mismatch.
Now, the Lions game 2 weeks ago, the offense got going. I mean, over 400 yards of total offense. What did it feel like in that game? I mean, to see the guys really start to get it going.
That game was fun.
Yeah.
Lions game was definitely fun. Just seeing us go out there and kind of go up and down the field and kind of do things we know we can do and want to do for a while. We just never done it. And that was kind of a sign to show that, you know, we can be this great offense. We can do, you know, what we set our mind to. So it's kind of, for us, it's kind of trying to get everybody on the same page. One game, offense up, defense down, offense up. And so it's just about playing a complete game for us.
You know, obviously the season, it's frustrating. That's got to be, I can imagine, as a player. How do you keep things focused and avoid the noise and just kind of lock in for this game?
I mean, for me, it's I have a job to do. I mean, regardless of what's going on, regardless of a record, I still have to go out there and perform to my best, regardless. That's just kind of my mindset I have. It just game in and game out. Someone has to be the spark.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been it every game, so I mean, I don't plan on taking any time off.
Coach, I got to tell you, on Cleveland Browns Daily this week, all I've heard is, we got to get Duke Johnson the ball more. Mm-hmm. How, when you have a weapon like that, I know at some point you don't want to burn him out, but can he be a guy that can take 15 touches a game?
Oh, I think he can. You got to remember, those people are trying to make sure Duke Johnson doesn't get the ball,
That's right.
And I think for us this past week, we didn't have as many plays as we normally have because I think he would have touched it more. But he's a very, very important part of our offensive football team to give us a chance to score more points.
Back in week four, he scored against the Bengals, and we'll preview that game next here on the Hugh Jackson Show. Next, we wrap up the Hugh Jackson Show with our game preview. It's the Battle of Ohio as the Browns take on the 4-6 Bengals. Back to the Hugh Jackson Show. Nathan Zagura, Coach Jackson. Coach, back to Cincinnati. Mm-hmm. This will be the first time this year you've played a team twice. Yes. How has this Bengals team changed since from week four to where they are now?
Well, I think they're playing better. I think they're playing better defensively. I think they've really settled down on offense. They know who the coordinator is now. They kind of play into his identity. Obviously, you know, they're not having the season that they want to have, but I think they're still in the thick of this thing for the division and, you know, for playoff purposes. So they're going to give us their best shot.
When you look at this defense, because it seems to be carrying this team of late, what stands out to you?
Vontaze Burfict. You know, he's really good. Geno Atkins, Carlos Dunlap. I mean, they have really good players. They're playing really good in their front seven. They got very good corners that play behind those guys. So, you know, their defense is a stellar group.
Andy Dalton, 16 touchdowns, 8 interceptions on the season, doing a good job taking care of the football, but also scoring the football for this team. You know, early in the year, people were ready to run him out of town, and he's kind of had a nice comeback. What's the biggest difference you see in his game from those early season struggles to where he is now?
I just think consistency. You know, he's making more plays for him, giving his receivers more chances to make more plays down the field. And again, that's what any quarterback needs to do on a football team, and I think he's starting to do that.
How do you deal with A.J. Green?
You take him out of the game. You know, you have to get A.J. out of the game. I think he's still the catalyst for their offensive football team. Andy's going to look for him because that's how their team gets started, and we definitely have to slow him down.
Back when you were still with Cincinnati, Tyler Kroft was a rookie. Nobody probably had really heard of him outside of Cincinnati. Mm-hmm. He's gone on to have a pretty nice season so far this year. Are you surprised at his development, knowing that you got to be there with him?
No, not at all. I mean, he's a very talented player, which was playing behind a really good player in Tyler Eifert.
Yeah.
So I get it, you know, but now it's his time, it's his opportunity, and he's making the most of it.
When the Browns have the ball against the Bengals this week, I'm sure you want to get back to establishing that ground game. Mm-hmm. What are kind of the keys you've been emphasizing in practice this week with your offensive team?
Just the fundamentals. You know, I think we have to go back and reteach and re-groom the fundamentals to really get down in the dirt, put our hands down, work on our double team blocks, work on our single blocks, understand where the ball needs to hit, what we're trying to accomplish on each and every play. Not that we wasn't doing that, but really make it a focus, you know, for our offensive football team.
For this team now to go on the road, they got a little brief stay back at home. Seems like they've been away from First Energy Stadium quite a bit. What's kind of the key that you're preaching to them about going into Cincinnati and getting that W?
I think it's being very focused, eliminating distractions, understand truly why we're going there to play. We're going there to win the game. There's no other reason to go to Cincinnati. It's to go there to play this football game, win the game, and come back home.
Well, Coach, we know you know them well. They know you well. And just want to say good luck on Sunday against the Bengals.
Thank you very much.
All right. That'll do it for us here on the Hugh Jackson Show. Remember, get ready on Sunday at 11 a.m. on News 5 with Browns Countdown. Get you ready for the Battle of Ohio between the Browns and the 4-6 Bengals. Thanks for being with us on another edition of the Hugh Jackson Show.